Today's Words of Wisdom, World Vegan, World Peace, A Conscious Choice, will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Alexis or Vietnamese, Chinese, Dutch, English, French, German, Hebrew, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, Thai, Turkish, and Urdu. More languages are available online. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles. As an internationally renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, poet, and artist, Supreme Master Ching Hai has also been an advocate for peace and the environment, as well as an animal lover. Caring deeply for the earth and all its inhabitants, Supreme Master Ching Hai has been urgently raising awareness on the stark reality of climate change, with a steadfast determination to preserve our beautiful planet. Tirelessly accepting numerous invitations to conferences, media interviews, and other events, Supreme Master Ching Hai has helped to clarify and prioritize the vegan solution for humankind, grounded in both extensive scientific research as well as profound inner spiritual knowledge. Supreme Master Ching Hai also sends a message of encouragement for government leaders and citizens throughout the world, which is to act nobly for the survival and happiness of all beings, now and for generations to come. Stemming from the vision of a peaceful and loving world for the future, World Vegan World Peace, A Conscious Choice, was a special conference that was broadcast live globally on Supreme Master Television, featuring an insightful interview with Supreme Master Ching Hai by the Honorable Frank Avila, Vegan Commissioner of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago in the United States of America. Joining the discussion were the Honorable Patricia Horton, Commissioner of the same distinguished government agency, and Ms. Sherry Avila, a vegan teacher and docent for the Loyola University Museum of Art and for the Irish American Heritage Center. Setting aside precious time from her full schedule, guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai, candidly shared her thoughts on ways toward world peace and restoring nature's balance. The event also celebrated compassion and the environment through performances by American and international artists, including premiering songs set to music from the soulful poetry of Supreme Master Ching Hai. We now invite you to listen to the rebroadcast of the live conference entitled World Vegan World Peace, A Conscious Choice at the University of Chicago, Illinois, USA on Thursday, August 11, 2011 with Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Thank you for those kind remarks. And you know, you mentioned the Chicago Stockyards. Well, the effect that the Chicago Stockyards had here in Chicago, the area we call it Bubbly Creek. And Bubbly Creek is still contaminated. The bottom of Bubbly Creek is all toxic.
Still
in Bubbly Creek.
My God.
And we have trouble in Bubbly Creek in dissolved oxygen. Because, you know, we as human beings, we need air to breathe. Well, the aquatic life under the water, they need dissolved oxygen to survive also. And it is contaminated, and we have to increase dissolved oxygen in Bubbly Creek.
Oh, gosh.
And also, Supreme Master Ching Hai, what we do here in the Chicagoland area, the way we treat wastewater, and we discharge our effluent, our liquid, into our channels, it flows southwest into the Des Plaines River. From the Des Plaines River, it flows into the Illinois River. From the Illinois River, it flows into the Mississippi, and it flows down into the Gulf of Mexico.
Gosh.
So we, the people living here in Chicago, has an environmental effect all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico.
Jeez.
And yes. That's why we have to be considerate about our water environment here in the Chicago area.
Yes, sir. You see, just Chicago alone is like that.
Yes.
Can we imagine around the world? Everywhere. Even worse than Chicago, some places.
And we live in God's country, as I mentioned, because we have a wastewater plant to treat our wastewater.
Right.
So this is God's country.
Right. We are really harming ourselves by harming the animals.
Yes, because God created creatures. And creatures is everyone, including us. We are creatures of God.
Right.
A cow, cattle, pig, they're creatures of God. And we should all love each other.
Right, sir.
And again, thank you for taking time from your very busy schedule to be with us and sharing some life-changing information.
My pleasure, sir.
I am thrilled that you are here. From just hearing your opening remarks, I see we're in for a special night filled with stimulating, challenging, and inspiring wisdom and truth. So at this time, we are going to start our interview, our question and answer session. I will ask the first question. But in the meantime, I'd like to introduce David Maloney is present here, and Vincent is present here also to our conference, World Vegan, World Peace.
Thanks for coming.
Supreme Master, in the Bible, the first sentence says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." If one reads through the chapter, it says that God made humans and made them the steward of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
If God made us the steward of the earth, we have to protect our planet.
Right.
Supreme Master, how do we protect our planet at this time in 2011?
Yes, any time, sir. Not just at this time, but... You're right, we are in a more urgent situation right now, and thanks for your question. I'm very honored to meet such a genuinely noble government leader as yourself, sir. First, I want to say that. You have been recognized many times for your honest, selfless leadership and wholehearted service for your fellow citizens. You even worked extra hard to produce hundreds of television shows with your beloved wife, Miss Sherry, about the environment, health, as well as culture and music on Chicago Access Network TV, one of the country's largest and widely used television networks. This is amazing.
Thank you.
And the shows can be watched on television and internet as well. You didn't do this for financial gain or for fame. It was out of your pure care and concern for others' health and happiness. I salute you and thank you and congratulate you.
Thank you.
In response to your question, sir, from all info and evidence gathered up to date, we can protect the planet best at this moment by adopting the organic vegan diet, by going green, and by doing good deeds, just as you are doing up to now, and continue. In addition to instructing humankind to be stewards of the earth, the Bible, God also described exactly how we should do this. In the first chapter, God said, "Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Then God also said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit would sit in it. They will be yours for food. In other words, we humans have been given the entire plant kingdom to enjoy as vegans, while we care for our animal co-inhabitants peacefully. God say rule over our animal. God did not say eat all the animals. Mark this in the Bible. It's very clear. We should follow the Bible's, God's instruction. Yes. That is how to be the stewards who protect and maintain an Eden planet. As this has been true since even before biblical times, the vegan way is more urgently needed now than ever before. Thank you, Commissioner Avila. And by the way, we also thank you for your work to reduce chemical pesticides in your district land.
Yes.
The way you are always watching out for people and the environment safety is also protecting the planet. We thank you wholeheartedly.
Thank you for your answer, and I'm glad that you mentioned toxic chemicals, because that is one of the problems that we're facing today, especially among our kids that are being born. Our kids are being born with diseases that adults have, and our kids are having it right now.
Yeah, because chemicals are poison.
Yes.
In the water and in the environment, affect their health and their formation, even in the fetus already, in the womb already. It's a disaster.
And that's why I love you, because you're concerned about the kids.
Well, we all do, sir. We all do. I'm sure everyone on this planet who are parents, or not even parents, we all love children, and we all concerned about children. The question is, what are we going to do for them? Love in action. We all want the children to grow up healthy and be happy. Not just wanting. Make it happen. Do whatever we can. That's how we love the children. The parents. Parentally love. Action. Do something.
I have the next question, Supreme Master.
Please, sir.
Your disciples and I have been going out to talk about saving the planet. But in the long term, who will be around to protect our planet? It is our kids, Supreme Master. You are a supreme teacher. How does the supreme teacher teach the teacher to teach the children so that when they grow up, they already know how to protect our planet?
Yes, sir, Commissioner Avila. Actually, all of us have to be teachers. We are all supreme teachers. We have the supreme power within us. Our Father, God, is the supreme teacher. We inherit this name. We are the children of God. So we all have to be the supreme teachers on this planet and anywhere else. For the children's sake and for them to learn from us, and for us to learn from the sages of old and new about the ideal lifestyle for humankind so that we can pass it on to our children. We can draw from the exemplary lives of the sages who practiced the compassionate way of life. They never kill or harm animals. They live a vegan lifestyle that protects humans, animals, and the environment. They also taught about the power of being virtuous in saving the planet from any threat of harm. For example, we can talk forever. There are so many examples, but I'm just citing a few. Like Pythagoras, the Greek philosopher, has said, "For as long as men massacre animals, they will kill each other. Indeed, he who sows the seed of murder and pain cannot reap joy and love." The Russian philosopher Leo Tolstoy commented, "It is horrible. Men, without any need for so doing, crushes his lofty feeling of sympathy and mercy for living creatures, and does violence to himself that he may be cruel. The first element of moral life is abstinence. He means abstinence from violence, from animal meat. Now, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, also said, Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Buddha advised all his disciples to be vegetarian. So did Mahavira, Guru Nanak, Lao Tzu, Confucius, Jesus Christ, and many more, sir. Very simple, to live a noble life. There are five universal peace principles that is inherent in all religious order of this world. That should be taught by parents and teachers to the children from a young age and all ages. Anytime. Number one, never harm or kill others, but protect and save lives. Number two, never lie, but always tell the truth. Number three, never steal, but give whatever can to the needy. Number four, never commit sexual misconduct outside your loving partnership, your wife, your husband, your partner, your life partner, but to honor your relationship with loyalty and love and sincerity. Number five, never use intoxicants, including tobacco, alcohol, and addictive drugs, but contemplate on the holy God quality. You see, children are naturally pure and can easily adopt such concepts from an early age. In Vietnam, we have a saying that if you want to teach, then you teach the children since young age. All school curricula must therefore include these uplifting moral values.
Yes.
Values about living a life of loving kindness, of a noble human standard. Loving kindness to all around us, then it will reflect back to us. Then we'll be happy and we will have true peace. Meanwhile, we can teach the children by being an example ourselves of loving kindness, like what you're doing. You are the example for your children. An example speaks more than 1,000 volumes of words. Thank you, Commissioner Avila, for your vegan example as well.
And thank you for your kind remarks. And we just had our first granddaughter, and she's 4 or 5 months old. So my wife, 7 months now. And we would like her to grow up in a planet that is has love and passionate and caring.
Amen, sir.
As you just mentioned. Thank you very much for such an inspiring answer. And now my fellow Commissioner Patricia Horton will ask the next question.
Well, first of all, thank you, Supreme Master, for giving me this opportunity to ask you a few questions.
Hi, ma'am.
I consider it an honor to sit here before you. I've learned so much, even by my colleagues and his wife. And I've just learned to grow. I'm not a vegan yet, but I'm moving towards there, and I'm happy to say that because before I used to harm our animals by eating them. And now I've changed.
You did not
and I'm
know.
Still moving forward.
You did not know. Thank you. Thank you. You're making my day.
Thank you.
And you are so beautiful.
Thank you.
Lovely smile you have.
And you as well.
So kind.
I just thank God for you because you've given us so much insight and so much direction and information that we can live by, and we can not only live by, but we can share this message with others. Thank you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Well, my first question is this. We all know how precious our water is. As a commissioner of the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago, I am pleased to see in your book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer. You have a section on water shortage and use, and we have identified the livestock industry as the biggest threat. Supreme Master, can you elaborate on this issue?
Yes, Commissioner Horton, gladly. And I'm also honored to know you as well. You're a very kindly lady.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking for the sake of others, as surely everyone here and you yourself are already aware about this urgent issue, especially you, Commissioner Horton. It is estimated that about half of all the water used in the United States alone goes to raising animals for food. It takes at least 20 times as much water to produce meat and dairy products compared to plant-based products. For the same amount of calories, and several studies have found that beef requires 100 times more water to produce than grain. Just to get an idea of quantity, it takes like 2,500 gallons or nearly 9,500 liters of water to produce just 1 pound of meat, but it only takes 25 gallons to produce a pound of wheat. Madam Commissioner, I heard that you traveled all the way to Bangladesh even, to learn how to help impoverished people and to enhance your own noble work. You must have witnessed firsthand while traveling what life is like for people who don't have enough safe water to drink, to apply to their crops, or even to keep themselves clean and not sick, for their children even. Children are even more vulnerable, more sensitive to the unhygienic environment and unclean water. But most of the water used in the livestock industry is to grow the grains and soya beans, again, to feed the animals, not humans. So while this staggering waste of water for both water and food is occurring, 1 billion people in our world lack access to safe drinking water and go hungry. We all know about the current starvation crisis in Somalia, in the Horn of Africa. Such tragedies could be minimized or even averted if everyone became vegan, because the vegan diet saves nearly 70% of our precious water resources. 70%. The livestock industry is becoming a bigger and bigger threat to our water supplies, which scientists warn are shrinking worldwide fast due to climate change. Also, what caused climate change? Animal industry as well. So we are in a devil's cycle here. Also, animal raising is the top cause of water pollution worldwide. You know that. In the U.S. alone, livestock produce 130 times the excrement of the whole U.S. human population. 130 times more than the whole U.S. population. Yeah, that is 87,000 pounds generated per second. This excrement, this polluted waste. However, it is not really treated at all. Despite the fact that animal waste contains about 160 times the bacteria and pollutants than human sewage even.
That's right.
So in the U.S., according to the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, runoff from both animal manure and fertilizer for growing animal feed is the number one source of pollution in rivers and lakes. Now, we are drinking this water. Just imagine we're drinking this thing all inside our beautiful temple. We take it all this pollution in every day. And if we treat it, then it has more chemical into our water. That is also not good for our body either. No wonder we're sick, we're ill. And the health care problem in America is also a very burden for the government to take care. Just look at the Mississippi River, whose runoff is known to be the source of the gigantic death zone in the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes,
that's right.
Commissioner Avila had just mentioned that, you see, the things from one district from America running through and then go to elsewhere also, not just stay there, which scientists just announced is currently 3,300 square miles in size, the death zone in the Gulf of Mexico, but forecast that it could exceed 9,000 square miles this year. That is 4 months from now. It could triple the size, the death zone in the Gulf of Mexico. And then I don't think it will stop there. We can imagine it will grow and grow and grow. And then we will have nothing but death zone in the future. Dead planet. To make a comparison, madam, the Metropolitan Water Reclamation District of Greater Chicago, which you are in charge, does a wondrous job of treating the wastewater to maintain the health and safety of over 5 million people in Cook County. 5 million people?
Yes.
Wow, the lucky 5 million. Through impressive engineering. Yes, go ahead. They deserve it, yes. Through impressive engineering, high-class facilities, and diligent management, hard work. Meanwhile, the Food and Water Watch Organization, which Commissioner Avila honored with his 2010 Excellence in Protecting Our Water Environment Award, stated that factory farms with 812,000 pigs in the North Carolina, USA county alone produce as much untreated manure as the sewage from almost 15 million people, equivalent to the Chicago and Atlanta, Georgia and metro areas combined.
Yes,
that's right.
And all of this waste worldwide is untreated, not just there, directly entering our environment, rivers, lakes, streams, oceans, polluting our drinking water sources and creating death zones as well. By the way, I salute you, Commissioner Horton, not only for your wholehearted dedication to bring people safe water, but for all you have done to help improve less fortunate people's lives. I heard that you work won national recognition, the Presidential Award for Poverty Alleviation for helping disadvantaged women in Chicago.
Yes.
Yes. Through the Woman Self-Employment Project.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, it is called the Woman Self-Employment Project. We helped over 5,000 women start their own business.
Wow.
We used a Grameen Bank model in Bangladesh.
Yes.
We won the President's Award for helping to alleviate poverty. And I did research along with Professor Muhammad Yunus,
yes,
who won the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize,
yes,
for what we did. Thank you.
I'm so honored. And grateful.
Yes. Thank you.
To hear Supreme about Master. Your loving, dedicated hard work, madam. May God bless you for all the hope as well as practical help you give to those most in need. We can surely be inspired by your caring example toward fellow humans and stop the livestock industry from destroying our precious water supplies. Thank you for your question, Madam Commissioner.
Thank you. And that's where I receive my passion, to fight every day for our environment and for our water.
But
thank
you. Look so sweet. You don't look like a fighter. But you fight all right.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you.
You gave us a lot to think about. It's really wonderful. And thank you for sharing the truth.
I'm glad you accepted.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and or production. Fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk.
Rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness.
Q fever, norovirus, swine flu.
Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections and other dangerous bacteria strains.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock.
Food poisoning, heart attack, kidney failure from toxic additives like melamine and clenbuterol.
Some of the costs of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease, over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer, increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 347 million people are affected worldwide.
An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States.
Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption. Cowpox from milking cows. Bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more.
For help quitting, please visit
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Earth-loving viewers, we appreciate your company for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Join us again tomorrow for part 4 of World Vegan, World Peace, A Conscious Choice. Models of Success is next, right after Noteworthy News. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May divine grace uplift your sojourn on earth.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.